Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about the gift of language, how we speak, who we speak to, why we speak, who we speak about. And as we do so, we wrap up the broadcast part of the week, focused in on talking and praying about speaking wisdom. Recognizing that we need wisdom, but also recognizing that God promises that if we lack wisdom, well, we ought to ask Him. Because He gives wisdom. Without finding fault, He gives it generously. And when we look to God for a wisdom that's like no other, He equips us to speak wisdom. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 6 says, "We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing." When we spend time with God, when we spend time reading and studying and meditating upon His Word, memorizing not just the facts and the information, but the application of how it transforms us, of how it leads us to live in a way that reflects Jesus more accurately. All of those things prepare us to receive a wisdom that comes from God that is unlike the wisdom of this age. That is unlike the wisdom of the rulers of this age. And I would readily admit that there's a lot of knowledge. It seems that we continually increase in what we know as individuals, as a human race. And it could be quite debatable on whether or not, as a culture, as a society, as mankind, whether or not we really increase in wisdom. We think because we're smarter, by whatever measurement people like to use, typically that just boils down to the fact that we believe we know more information. We've developed means to store more information, to access and search more information. Back in the early 1980s, when I first went to college to study computer technology, and initially our computer was, well, it was the size of my office today. And in order to do the work that was required for assignments, when I went into the computer lab, I would have to stop at the desk and give them a number designation for a tape reel that I wanted them to mount on the computer to be able to access. It contained my information that I was working on. And while studying, PC came out. Personal computer. First personal computers. Even before Microsoft delved into developing a Windows operating system. And when I think about how incredible that was at the time. To have a computer on my desktop. That I could use and access all of this information. And the first personal computer that I bought had a 20 megabyte hard drive. And I remember there was an option for an additional cost to upgrade it to a 40 megabyte hard drive. And I and all of those around me thought, who in the world would need 40 megabytes of storage? I have like 100 times that much on my phone today. That amount of computer storage is would be considered so small, it's not even worth talking about. We speak in gigabytes. Instead of megabytes, we gain access to information, and we equate that to be wisdom. But the problem is, wisdom is not simply an accumulation of information, it's knowing how to use it. Knowing how to use it correctly, knowing how to use it well, knowing how to use it for the benefit of others. And that's why Paul writes, and he talks about speaking with wisdom to the mature, those that get it. Because it's not a wisdom of the world, a wisdom of the rulers of this age. It's not a wisdom about self-preservation or self-benefit. It's a wisdom about God. It's a wisdom about applying His Word. It's a wisdom about being made right. Not by our works, but through our faith. And we live in a time where the simple message of the gospel contains more wisdom than all the wise minds of this world that reject the gospel. The truth. Jesus says that the truth is Him. And when we know Him, He sets us free. Oh, this really riled up the Jewish leaders. We've never been slaves to anyone. And the fascinating part is the short-term memory, because contextually they were talking about as a people, not simply as a person. They somehow forgot the history of their time in Egypt. They forgot the times where their people, the Israelite people, were taken captive by a variety of nations over time. And because they were living in relatively a state of peace, a state of freedom, even at the moment that they were saying this, they were under the Roman Empire rule, not directly as slaves, but not directly free either. But at the heart of the matter is Jesus made it clear that in fact we all are subject to someone else, and we get to choose whether we're a slave to sin or a slave to righteousness, whether we are controlled by sin or controlled by righteousness. And that's the wisdom of the gospel that tells us we get a choice. The good news that says your entry into being controlled by righteousness has already been paid. The dues, the initiation fees, the cost is covered by the blood of Jesus. And we live. As we live in Christ, we live with the ability to speak wisdom. It doesn't matter what our IQ is. It doesn't matter our access to technology. It doesn't matter our skin color or our bank account level. It doesn't matter our education or lack thereof. The wisdom that we speak is the truth of God's word, of His love, of His desire for all people to be saved. A wisdom that benefits others. And so today, as you live life, speak wisdom. If you lack wisdom, pay attention to God's word where He says if anyone lacks wisdom, he should ask. Ask a God who gives generously without finding fault. And when we ask God, when we receive the wisdom that only can come from God, we have something to speak. And so we speak. And we mature. And those who grow in their maturity in Christ understand. And they are made even more wise. As we wrap up our Friday broadcast, I would encourage you to join together with other believers this weekend. Worship God together. Encourage one another. If you don't have a church home and you live or visiting in the South Bend, Mishawaka, Greater Michiana area, come join me here at the Deer Run Church of Christ, 2730 South Ironwood Drive. This Sunday, March 8th, we're beginning a new sermon series, Lessons from the Road. And up through Easter and then a few weeks beyond Easter, we're going to be taking a look at various individuals who walked the road with Jesus and discover some of the lessons that we can learn from the road with Jesus. We'd love to have you with us. If you're able to join us here in person, that would be great. We also broadcast live stream our services on our drcc.net. You can pick them up afterwards on our website, but our YouTube channel, Deer Run Church of Christ YouTube channel and Facebook page are live streamed each Sunday morning, technology permitting, and then they can all be found at drcc.net. After the fact. We'd love to have you join us. And if you're a regular part of Deer Run, thank you. You make us who God wants us to be. And we want to say to all that come, longtime members, first-time visitors, welcome home. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be wiser, to have more wisdom than the rulers of this age, than those who think themselves wise. A wisdom that comes from you. And God, help us to be very careful on how we use that wisdom, how we apply the knowledge that we gain, so that we would speak wisdom that is understood by the mature, that is understood by those who are in the process of maturing. And God, we live today with a knowledge, with an awareness that you alone contain all wisdom. And the wisdom that we learn is simply that which you entrust us with. And as with all the gifts that you give us, you entrust the gift of wisdom to us with the purpose and expectation that we would use it, that we would share it, that we would embrace it for the benefit of others. So God, today, may we take that wisdom. And when we feel the lack, that we definitely will, may we ask you for more. And God, as we continue to pray, as we choose to speak wisdom, a wisdom that exceeds that of the rulers of this age, I pray for those who are the rulers of this world. The governmental, political leaders of our communities, of our states, of our nations. I pray for wisdom in the way that they confront wickedness and evil. I pray that they would learn from your word about confronting wickedness and evil within themselves, even before they look to others. Father, for all of the turmoil and wars and rumors of wars and battles and skirmishes that are taking place around the world, those involved in the decision-making process of what's taking place, I ask that you would give them wisdom. They would surround themselves with godly advisors. Decisions I'm not qualified to make. And I pray that those decisions on the world stage would be made with the wisdom that you can give. And Father, when we fail, when our decisions and choices and actions are not founded on your wisdom, help us to recognize that, to admit it, to repent, to turn back, and ask that you would give us a wisdom that we're able to speak. And so, God, today, may we speak the name of Jesus. And in so doing, speak wisdom, which lifts up him, so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.